ధ్యాయం తు మమాంగాణీ వాక్ ప్రాణ చక్షు శ్రోత్ర మథోబలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం మామా బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్ అనిరాకరణమస్వనిరాకరణం మే అస్తు సదాత్మని నిరతేయ ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాస్తే మయి సంతు తే మయి సంతు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
ఛాందోగ్యోపనిషత్ ఫస్ట్ 5 చాప్టర్స్ ఉపాసన చాప్టర్స్ వి హావ్ కన్క్లూడెడ్. ద లాస్ట్ 3 చాప్టర్స్ దట్ ఈస్ 6, 7, and 8 ఆర్ డీలింగ్ విత్ బ్రహ్మ విద్య, వెరీ ఫేమస్ ఇన్ ద ఎంటైర్ వేదాంతిక్ టీచింగ్. ద 6th చాప్టర్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు బి సద్విద్యా ప్రకరణం. సద్విద్యా ప్రకరణం, సత్ మీన్స్ ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, శుద్ధం బ్రహ్మ. సత్ మీన్స్ ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. విద్య మీన్స్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆర్ టీచింగ్, టీచింగ్ అబౌట్ ద ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, ద స్వరూప లక్షణం ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. సత్యం జ్ఞానం అనంతం బ్రహ్మ ఇన్ తైత్రీయ ఉషా. That satyam alone, short form is sat. Sat means existence. You have to write capital E. Existence means capital E. That is the teaching here. 7th chapter also Brahma Vidya only. 8th chapter also. In the 3 chapters, the dialogue between Shvetaketu and Uddalaka in the 6th chapter. The dialogue between Uddalaka and Shvetaketu, the Sadvidya teaching is given here in the form of dialogue. Uddalaka happens to be the father cum guru, and his son Shvetaketu happens to be his son as well as Shishya also. This is the dialogue between the Uddalaka and Shvetaketu. In Bhuma Vidya, that is in the 7th chapter, Narada Sanat Kumara Samvadam. Here Uddalaka Chetaketu Samvadam. 7th chapter is Samvada between Narada and Sanat Kumara. Sanat Kumara is the teacher, Narada is the student. 7th chapter. There also Bhuma Vidya is, that is called Bhuma Vidya. Then 8th chapter also a samvada between Indra and Prajapati. Indra is the student, Shishya. Prajapati happens to be the guru. Prajapati Brahma. The vidya is known as Turiya Vidya. They call it as Prajapati Vidya, but is almost Mandukyam. Therefore we can call it as Turiya Vidya. Now come to the 6th chapter summary, we will see. This 6th chapter has got 3 topics. It has got 16 sections, 69 mantras, 3 portions. That means 3 topics. First topic is Akhyayika, the story introducing the Guru and Shishya. First 2-3 mantras. Then second topic is Srishti portion. Srishti means creation. Uddalaka teach how the Srishti has come. There Brahman as Jagat Karanam he presents. Uddalaka presents Brahman as Jagat Karanam, very very important portion, Srishti Prakaranam. Then the third topic is Mahavakya Prakaranam, a portion which reveals that Jivatma Paramatma Aityam. Mahavakya prakaranam means, Mahavakya means a big statement. a great statement that which reveals the jivatma paramatma identity, aikyam. This is the third topic. Then sat eva chit, chit eva sat is presented. First sat you have to understand the objective world. Then chit you have to understand at individual level. That sat alone is this chit, chit alone that sat. Both are one and the same. These are the three portions. Now akshayika occurs in the first section. Then 2nd to 8th section Srishti Prakaranam, 2nd section to 8th section, then 9th to 16th section Mahavakya. Sections are divided now. First section is only Akhyayika. 2nd to 8th sections are come under Srishti Pradhana portion. Srishti Pradhana section. The 9th section to 16th section Mahavakya Pradhana portion. What is Akhyayika? Even though there is only few mantras, Akhyayika is very big because the story is very important story here. One day Uddalaka called his son Shvetaketu. Swamiji, Pooja Swamiji's favorite subject and favorite name, Swamiji calls this Shvetaketu as Ketu. Generally, father calls children, no, like that only. Come Shvetaketu here. No. Shvetaketu came. He is a 12-year-old boy. See, now you have to study Vedas. You should not remain as just a Brahma Bandhu. Brahma Bandhu means Naam ke Vasti Brahmana. Jati Brahmana irukka kudadu. You should not just remain like a Jati Brahmana, but you have to become a real Brahmana. How na? When you go to Gurukulam and study Veda for 12 years and come back, then only you are a real Brahmana. Until now, in our families, nobody is like a Brahma Bandhu. Not just like a Jati Brahmanas. Every one of them went to Gurukulam and they have done lot of study. Veda Adhyanam they have done and they came. Like that you also must follow the same. Therefore go to Gurukulam. Then Shvetaketu, 12-year-old boy, just he went to Gurukulam. And after 12 years he came back to his father. So 12 years age he went. After 12 years he came. How many years he has now? 24 years. He came to his father. And the father looks at the boy. Now this boy has got lot of vidya garva, lot of arrogance. Anuchanamanina. I know everything. I am a learned person. That arrogance came. Vidya dadati vinayam. Generally, vidya has to give vinayam, humility. But unfortunately, Shvetaketu, instead of getting humility, he got arrogance, pride, vidya garvam came. And father looked at him the way he is looking the son. His looks itself, very looking, look itself has changed his son's look. And the way he is walking, the way he is talking, father observing his son, then father called him. You have got lot of pride. You have got lot of arrogance. Vidya garvam has come to you. Have you learned what you have to learn by knowing which everything has known? Have you learned that? Avignatam vignatam bhavati amatam matam bhavati. By knowing which everything is known, by thinking which everything can be thought of, that you have you learned from your teacher. Then his voice said, no, I don't know. What is it? Then father said, that is nothing. You have to know the what is the cause. One cause you know, you can know all the products. He gives three examples, father. If you know the clay, you can know all earthenware. ഏക മൃത് ജ്ഞാനേന സർവം ഏക മൃത്പിണ്ടേന ജസ്റ്റ് നോയിങ് ദ ക്ലേ ജ്ഞാനം കാരണ വിജ്ഞാനേന സർവ കാര്യ വിജ്ഞാനം ഭവതി. ആൾ എർത്ത് ആൻഡ് വേർസ് ആർ നോൺ. Similarly, if you know one gold, which is the substratum cause, you can know all armaments. The gold is the cause. Similarly, if you know that iron, it all metals, like nail cutter, nakha nikrantane naame. Father says, nakha nikrantane apave irundhathu. Mantral la varum. Nail cutters, they also have that this. Nail cutter made up of iron. If you know one iron, all iron articles, things you can know. Like that. Eka karana vijnanena istara jagat karanam. If you can know everything in this creation. Have you learned that from your teacher? Then this boy says, if I stayed with my teacher 12 years, if you would have known that, he would have taught me. I have been with him from past 12 years. If he would have known that subject, he would have taught me. That means my teacher also do not know. This is what arrogance is. I didn't ask in Salalamilyo. My guru do not know that. Then he asked one plus point. Father, please you teach me that, he asked. Please you teach me. That is plus point. Okay, then father said, my dear son, Shvetaketu, come on, I will teach you that. Then this is the story part. Then father is going to teach about this Satvijnana. By knowing is it, everything is known. Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam bhavati. Paravidya. By knowing paravidya, all aparavidyas are as good as known. By knowing aksharavidya, paravidya, care of Mundakopanishad. Aksharavidya or paravidya, if you know, it is as good as knowing all other aparavidyas or materialistic science, worldly sciences. You can know. Now come to that. Second portion, Srishti Pradhana section, we have to see. He says, Uddalaka says, Sadeva Somya Idamagre Asid Ekamevadvitiyam. Hey Somya, 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 he calls, O pleasing one, my dear son, there was only Sat alone was there at the time of creation. At the time of creation, Sat alone was there. Nothing is there. Creation is going to take place. What was there? Only Sat. Ekameva, secondless, advitiyam, secondless, non-dual, one entity, principle, fundamental principle, that is Sat alone is there. Udalaka says, some people say Asat alone was there. Asat, non-existence alone was there. How from non-existence anything can come? Some people say, he asks. Asadeva asit, that is wrong. Sat only is there. From existence only something can come. From non-existence anything, how can it come, my dear son? Therefore, Sat alone was there. Existence alone is there. Tamilanlo solanumna irupudal, irukkira tanmai. English la easiness, irukka nu solrom illayo, andha irukka angra tanmai, irupudal da existence nara sat nu per. Adukku da satyam nu per. Satyam anna not speaking truth. Satyam. Further he asks, please father, tell me further, he is asking. Go on asking. Then father said that you have to understand that Sat, it wants to become many. I want to become many. Sat Tejo Asrujata. What that Sat did, it has created that fire principle, tejaha asujata. Then what? Like, say, like a story listening from your parents, no? Then what happened? Then what happened? From fire, water. Fire wants to become many in us. Then it became water. Then what happened? Then water also want to become many. It became like a earth. Then what? This sat want to enter all these fire, water and earth mixed together. Fire is having the red color, water is having white color, earth is having black color. Their guna, their properties. They all became friends, three of them. Fire, Agni, Tattvam, Jala Tattvam, Prithivi Tattvam. They became mixed each other, like Deepavali sweets. You give to that right side neighbor, left side neighbor, and they will also give you. And you eat all the three varieties, this side, that side, of course they also eat. Is it not? You give it to them, they give it to you, and you eat all three varieties and they also eat. This person also is like that. This fire and jalam and prithvi, grossification took place. The red color little bit gone to that water and earth. The white color it gives lends to fire and prithvi. The black color the prithvi gives to little bit to fire and water. So three of them, once they become Agni Devata, Jala Devata and Prithvi Devata, this Sat Atma principle thought, let me enter in them. Let me enter in them Jiva Rupena, as reflected consciousness. Let me enter in them as Jiva Rupena Vyakaravani. Let me enter as Jiva form, who Sat Paramatma having created three elements, entered that Devatas as Jiva. Paramatma became Jivatma. Having entered in them, he wants to become many, and in the form of Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness. Then how do you know that Chidabhasa has entered, that Sat alone is there? How to understand? Uddalaka tells, you see, whatever you see in the creation, Surya, Chandra, Vidyutu, everything is having three colors, red, white and black. Three colors are there. Any object you see, these three varnams you can see in them. Then comes to the individual also. In individual also, Prithivi, from Prithivi, Annam. Water, fire, water all came at individual level is given. That I will elaborate you now. Agni Devata, in the fourth section, those three gunas he has explained. Then, Vacharambhanam Vikaro Namadheyam. All these names are only Vacharambhanam, only verbal level they are. Sat alone is real. Sat plus Nama Rupa. Sat plus Agni Nama Rupa. Sat plus Jala Nama Rupa. Sat plus Prithivi Nama Rupa or Annam Nama Rupa. These Nama Rupas are changing. Modifications are taking place. They are unreal. Sat is inherent, Shuddha Sat. Nama Rupa are Vishesha Amsha. Sat is Samanya Amsha. Sat is Samanya Amsha. Nama Rupa is Vishesha Amsha. Modification is there, change is there. That's why it is called Mithya. Namadheyam Mithya. Sat alone is Satyam, that Sat is you are, Tat Tvam Asi, you are that fourth principle. How to understand? Further he goes to that elaboration. Come to the fifth section, the human body, he comes. Annam, first you take annam. Human body is made out of annam. Sat plus annam. Human body is also made out of annam. In the bhoomila annam la sat irundhadinala, in the human body is also sat plus human body. Made out of annam. Adhukada annamaya kosham. Number one. Annam. Annam, that is called prithvi, has got grass form, grass portion, subtle portion, subtlest portion. Very important topic. Prithvi has got grass portion, subtle portion, subtlest portion. Water also has got grass portion, subtle portion, subtlest portion. Fire also has got grass portion, subtle portion, subtlest portion. These three are there in the human body also. In what form they are there? That is important. In what form they are there, he says, flesh is transformed. That annam, grass form, converted into first malam, fecal. Whatever is going waste, that is the grass form of annam. Stoola annam go as waste. Whatever you eat, idli, dosa, masala, anything, what you eat, the grass portion is go as a waste material. Fecals, no? In the form of motion. That is grass portion of annam. It will not help to the body. That's why it is waste. It goes out. Waste portion. Then the subtle portion of annam converted into mamsam, flesh. The subtle annam only in the form of flesh. Then subtlest portion, a subtlest portion is in the form of mind. Subtlest portion of the annam is converted as mind of the human being. Subtlest. The subtle portion converted as mamsam. So your annam is divided into three. Whatever you eat, Diwali, all sweets put together. Some has gone waste. So sukshma has gone to that flesh. That's why everybody increases 2-3 kgs weight after Diwali. Flesh increases. Then the mind, the subtlest portion of annam goes to the mind. So it helps to growth, for growth. Subtle portion helps for growth and subtlest portion helps for the mental growth. Then comes to the water. Water gross portion is converted into that stoola bhagam, converted into urine. Then subtle portion is converted into blood. Whose? Water, subtle portion. That's why blood is what form? Mixed with water. Sukshma bhagam. Then subtlest portion of water is converted into pranam. Ati sukshma nartham. Subtlest na ati sukshma bhagam of water. That's why you have to drink more water. It goes to the prana. If you don't take water, you know, that's why prana ve poyidu. That's why they do fasting and all. It is anna hazaran, they take water. Without the food you can survive. Without water you cannot survive. Prana, life will go away. That's why a person can survive with water also. Life can be survival. It's possible. Then fire, three again. Grass, subtle and subtlest. Grass portion of the fire converted into bones. Fire is always agni, ushna tattvam, oil, ghee, all this comes under the butter, all oil, agni tattvam. Therefore you take more oil, more ghee, chud jashtayana, bodambula. That's why Ayurveda is based on this only, Chandogyam. So the grass portion of the fire is converted into bones. That's why you don't take oil also, change poyidum idellame joints ellame ellarku mutti valiye varudena cholesterol en solli oil saapradilla ella case adhudha ipo therike joint problems varanga mutti problem endha cholesterol problem that's why I have stopped oil totally enna Then what happened? A joint problem has come. Now you see the connection. Then a kadai idi. Then see what I have to say. Use little oil. The connection is there. You have to use little oil. The lubrication, one joint to another joint is, this connection is there. Is, you know, supported by another joint. It says this is a joint. No, some lubrication is required. Therefore, oil is required. Water it you have to take. Okay, that is bone. Then certainly fire, sukshma bhaga of fire, agni, is bone marrow. Bone marrow. That is what I said. Bone marrow, that small soft portion will be there between joint and joint. That's called bone marrow. Then subtlest ati sukshma bhaga of fire is converted into speech, walk. Annamaya gummi somya manaha apomaya pranaha tejomayi vakana. This is the word. One sentence lo chulita ruddalaka, I am talking on and on. Annamaya gummi somya manaha, subtlest form of annam is mind. He chetaketo. Apomayam hi pranaha narada. Apaha na water is the prana. Tejomayi vakana. Speech is coming. So therefore, he gives another example in the sixth section. You churn the butter, the curds. If you churn, first in the curds, you don't see oil, ghee. Once you churn, first grass curds, you churn. What comes? Little solid butter comes. Still you have to boil that ghee, the butter, then only ghee comes. Like that. When you are seeing the curd, can you see the ghee? But afterwards, churning only, you get the ghee. Like that, it is in the subtle form. So therefore, mind, speech and prana are all in the subtle form in the body. You cannot see the mind. You cannot see the prana. Just as you cannot see the ghee in the curds. எல்லாம் நிறைய அழகா எக்ஸாம்பிளோட சொல்லுவார். எல்லா எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ் தான் நிறைய. யூ கேனாட் சி த பிராணா, யூ கேனாட் சி த மைண்ட், யூ கேனாட் சி த பிராணா, யூ கேனாட் சி த ஸ்பீச். கேன் யூ சி த ஸ்பீச்? வை என்னால் அதி சூக்ஷ்மம். இப்போ யுவர் ஸ்பீச், யுவர் பிராணா அண்ட் யுவர் மைண்ட் ஆர் கனெக்டட் டு வாட்? கோ பேக் அகெயின். ஃபயர், வாட்டர் அண்ட் அன்னம். Fire and water and annam came out of what? Sat sadeva saumya idam agra asit tat tejo asrijata. So you have to go back to again sat, you will stand. From sat three elements, from three elements body. How do you know from three elements body came? Na saapadamal irunga or naal theriyum, thanni kudikamal irundha theriyum. Body temperature, temperature irukka illaya, agni tattvam, speech irukka illaya. All other beings also make some noise or not? They also make some noise. So the vak, prana and you can see in the jalam, tattvam, you can see three elements are there. Irka illaya? That's what he says. You have to know the karanam of this entire jagat. Sat moolam anvicha. May you discover that மூலம், மூல காரணம். Then he says, seventh section, ஷோடசகல புருஷா. 15 days, father asked, you have doubt still. You don't want to believe in annam, prana, all these things and all. Annam, what? Prithvi, annam. Jalam, jala devata, agni devata. You are not having still belief. Shvetaketu, 15 days, நீ உபவாசம் பண்ணு. 15 days without food. Drink water. After 15 days you come. Then Shvetaketu did upavasa for 15 days. After 15 days he comes to his father. Sit and come on, read, chant Rigvedam, Yajurveda, Samaveda. Rigvedam avadu, Samavedam avadu, Yajurveda. One mantra varamattingirathu vaayila nen. I have not taken food for 15 days. I am not able to chant, father. Okay, then go and eat food. Come. Then he goes and eats food. After some time he comes back. Now you chant? Yes. He chants Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda. Why you are not able to chant, my dear son? Father, I have not taken food. Therefore speech has not come. The Shodasha Kala Purushaha, all the Sukshma Indriyams are not able to function without Annam. Therefore, my dear child, understand, you can survive only because of Annam. Without Annam, speech cannot come out. This Shodasha Kala Purushaha we saw in Prashnopanishad also. I said, Jalakaryam Prana will go away. If Prana, no, he has to survive, no, Shweta Ketu. அதுக்கான தண்ணி மாத்திரம் குடியப்பான்னு சொன்னாரு. சோ ஹீ கேன் சர்வைவ் ஜல காரியம் பிராணம். சோ ஜலம் மூலமா பிராணம் கேன் சர்வைவ். பட் வித்தவுட் ஃபுட் ஸ்பீச் கேனாட் கம் அவுட். தென் எய்த் செக்ஷன்ல ஃபாதர் சேஸ் நவ் ஐ திஸ் சன் ஆஸ்க் ஃபாதர் டெல் மீ வாட் இஸ் தட் சத் பிரின்சிபல். Sat principle is that into which all beings dissolve. Sushupti I will teach about that Sushupti. Every day you are sleeping, everyone is sleeping, I will explain about that Sushupti. Just as one word is tied with a thread to one rock and the bird fly here and there, flying, flying, flying and tired. And it has, its legs are tied. It cannot go more than that distance. So it has to fly, fly and come and sit again, come back. Again fly and it come back. Like that, human beings, all sense organs also, minus eye, shabda, sparsha, roopa, rasa, gandha, all sense organs, buddhi, manasa, chitta, antakarana, all will work in the jagradavastha and tired of and tired of body is tired, mind is tired, sense organs are tired, everything is tired and goes to sleep. Where? Into that sat. Where from they have come, where from the bird has started flying, it has to go there and take rest. Similarly, all the sense organs are under rest. Mind also totally under rest, passive condition. And early morning, immediately, giddy, they get up. And they get up, start functioning. Like that, Sushupti Avastha. They have to merge into Sat Brahman. Every one of us in sleep, where we are going, you know? Veedu, namma veedu. Sat, nasga Tamilalla mokshathukku veedu ennu peru. Aram. இன்பம் அறம் பொருள் இன்பம் வீடு தமிழ்ல தர்ம அர்த்த காம மோக்ஷத்துக்கு தமிழ்ல அறம் பொருள் இன்பம் வீடு. அறம்னா தர்மம், பொருள் என்ன அர்த்த, இன்பம் என்ன காம, வீடு என்ன மோக்ஷ. வாட் இஸ் அவர் வீடு? எவ்ரிடே வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு அவர் வீடு. எப்போ? நாட் இன் த கிளாஸ் ஓகே, நைட் இன் த ஸ்லீப் எவ்ரி ஒன் ஆஃப் அஸ் கோ டு அவர் ஹவுஸ். That is why they say, wherever we go, நம்ம தூக்கம் வராது நமக்கு. நம்ம வீட்டுக்கு போயிட்டு தூக்கமே வரும். அப்பா நம்ம வீட்டுக்கு வந்து சேர்ந்துட்டோம் அப்பா, நம்ம நிம்மதி பாருங்க. அது மாதிரி joke for us, really speaking, மோக்ஷம் வர வரைக்கும் the jiva can never have rest. That's why every one of us in sleep, very happy. Very, very happy. That's why he gives this Sushupti example. Then, Annam is the Bijam, water is come from that like a sprout madri. Bijam, water. And the Jalam, Prithvi, both are interconnected. Enna Jalakaryam nane Prithvi, Annam. Clear? So, similarly, water and Annam both are helping to this body to survive. In the fourth mantra, in that Brahmanam, it is very important. Moolam anvichyada. Moolam anvichyada. Body, moolam, you have to find out. What is the moola karanam of body? If you find out, you need to go to annam. What is the moola karanam of annam? If you inquire, it will go reach to the water. What is the moola karanam of water? You find out fire. What is the moola karanam of fire? Satana. Akashavayu is how to supply. Okay. In the sixth mantra, he says, at the time of death, walk merges into mind. In the sixth mantra of eighth section, he gives, at the time of death, the speech will slowly stop. Person cannot talk. What happened? The speech has merged into the mind. And mind also what? People are coming and asking, Janasimam, do you know me? Do you recognize me? No, mind is not able to recognize because mind has merged into prana. Uyir irukku. Ananu, mind cannot recognize. Grandfather, grandson, daughter and all are standing, son, daughter, all standing. Yesterday, till 1 hour before work, paathu nirukkani enna achana. The mind has absorbed in the prana. So you are all saying, Uddalaka is telling to Svetaketu. Svetaketu. Then prana also slowly merged into Tejasa. Total fire principle. At the once prana goes, what happens? Body becomes cold. Yenna. In the vadambula irukkiranda prana rupama irukkira agni tattvam merges into total fire principle. So prana goes to fire principle. Why its cause? It has to go into its cause. Prana is the karyam, fire is the karanam. Therefore karyam has to merge into karanam. When? At the time of death. Where from it has come? Body has come, prana has come because of fire. Now it has to go what? Into fire. Then fire goes into vatana, sattva. It merges into Sat principle, Paramatma. Who is that Sat? You are. Sattvam asi Svetaketo. Tat Sattvam asi. Svetaketo is so curious. Father, please teach me further. Ninth section he starts. He gives a lot of examples now. Madhu Drishtanta. Why this much Sat is my nature? Why? People are not able to recognize. Why I am not able to recognize separately? You cannot recognize. For example, Madhu Drishtanta he gives honey. What do you mean by honey? Honey is nothing but a honey bee. That bee brings that jasmine and the honey from each flower it brings and puts in the honey beehive. And after bringing that honey bottle, you are having a dauber honey in it. You can see the jasmine honey is this, rose from rose this honey has come. Once that the bee took that honey into its mouth, and can you decipher it is a jasmine honey, it is a rose honey, it is from that flower, this flower, can you? What when you are taking one spoon of honey? Indulo enna jasmine honey, enna rose honey, can you decipher? Can you classify? No, it's not possible. Like that, it loses its individuality. When you go to sleep, when you merge with Sat, daily sleep is like really every day we are getting into moksha only. Anala theriyadhu namakku adhu da problem. Okay, that is moksha sthiti, veedu. But we do not know. So there, you in sleep, sushupti, just as you do not know the honey separately, because everything is merged. Once in sleep, all of us, either you are female or male or Indian or Tamilian or you are staying in Madras, Chennai, you are a human body, you are having mind, edhavadhu gnyapam irukka na? Honey thaniya gnyapam irukka? No. Honey only one. But you cannot recognize anything. Ellame merge aayidutha. Adu maari body, Indian, Tamilian, and all notions have merged into Sat. Alla nimmadiya thookam vittaru. That's why everybody likes to go to sleep. Anyone of you say, I don't like to go to sleep, Swami. Raadu. Thookkathika evlo kashtapattiyaadu. Seddam varamale. என்னென்னமோ கஷ்டப்பட்டு இருக்கோம் தூக்கத்துக்காக ஒரே ஆனந்தம் குஷி தூக்கத்துல. ஒண்ணுமே தெரியாது either I am male or female, mind, body, complex, husband, wife, nothing. Even Deepavali sweets, எல்லாமே டப்பால இருக்க வீட்டுல ஒண்ணுமே தெரியல. அதுதான் சத்து. Where all distinctions are dissolved. Then in 10th section, from that sat only I have come, like from, the boy is asking, I have come from that village, I have come from this village, just people say, no, why can't this person also say, I have come from sat and chalalam, everybody? Is it not? I have come from sat and chalalam, 10 varsham solli kurtaanum, chalalam. I have come from such, like from village, one person is coming, I am telling, I am come from that village, this village. Apadi solalame en Svetaketha aski. Father says, you cannot say like that. Why? That then the river gives the example. Once the river, Godavari, Krishna, Yamuna, Narmada, Ganga, all rivers just flow to that ocean. These rivers can talk each other. I have come from Himalayas, after merging in the ocean, can Ganga stand separately and say, I have come from Himalayas, I have come from Gokarnam, Godavari, I have come from Gokarnam, like that each river can, a Kaveri can say, I have come from so and so place. No river can claim. You cannot see any river separately. All rivers are mixed. இது வந்து கங்கா ரிவர், இது வந்து நான் அங்கிருந்து வந்தேன் இங்க சொல்ல முடியுமா? சிமிலர்லி வென் யூ மெர்ஜ் இன் த சத், எவ்ரி ஒன் இஸ் ஒன் இன் த சேம். ஃப்ரம் தேர் ஐ ஹவ் கம்ங்கிறது கிடையாது. பிகாஸ் வாட் இஸ் தேர் சதேவ ஆசீதன, வாட் யூ ஆர் டாக்கிங் இஸ் மிச்சான. திஸ் நாம ரூபா இஸ் மிச்சா, தேர் இஸ் நோ கம்மிங் அட் ஆல். வாட் வாஸ் தேர்? Ganga, Yamuna, all are water. That is why we are all what now? Water. We are all sat. This name and form? And Mityana. So Ganga name is Vacharambhanam Vikaraha. Yamuna name is Vacharambhanam Vikaraha. There is no Yamuna at all other than water. There is no Ganga other than water. There is no Kaveri other than வாட்டர். பட் காவேரி கங்கா யமுனா இஸ் வாட்டர். வாச்சாரம்பணம் விகாரோ நாமதேயான ஜலமேவ சத்தியம். அது மாதிரி கிருஷ்ணா, சுப்பாராவ், கோவிந்தா, லக்ஷ்மி, சரஸ்வதி, இந்த நேம் எல்லாம் வச்சிருக்கோமே, இந்த லக்ஷ்மி, அந்த லக்ஷ்மி பேர் எல்லாம் வச்சிருந்தது எல்லாம் வாச்சாரம்பணம் விகாரோ நாமதேயம் சத் ஏவ சத்தியம். சத் ஒன்லி சத்தியம், சத் ஏவ சத்தியம். அகம் அஸ்மி, அகம் அஸ்மி ஏவ சத்தியம். கதம் அஸ்மி இஸ் மித்யா. ஐ ஆம் இஸ் சத்தியம். வாட் ஐ ஆம் இஸ் வாச்சாரம்பணம். ஐ ஆம் ஃபிமேல் இஸ் வாச்சாரம்பணம். ஐ ஆம் மேல் அண்ட் சோ அண்ட் சோ இஸ் வியாவகாரிக சத்தியம். சத் இஸ் பாரமார்த்திக சத்தியம். இட் இஸ் எவர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். திஸ் இஸ் டெம்பரரி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். அனித்யம் அநேகம், நாமரூபம் அநேகம், ஆத்மா சத் இஸ் ஏகம். தட் ஆத்மா சத்துத்வம் அசி. நைன் டைம்ஸ் ஹி சேஸ். மது எக்ஸாம்பிளுக்கு ஒன் டைம் தத்துவம் அசி ஸ்வேதகேதோ, ரிவர் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஒன்னா தத்துவம் அசி ஸ்வேதகேதோ. லைக் தட் எவ்ரி டைம் ஹி சேஸ் தட் எக்ஸாம்பிள். தென் விருக்ஷா எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஹி கிவ்ஸ். ஒன்ஸ் யூ கட் த பிரான்சஸ் இட் வில் ஸ்ப்ரவுட் அகெய்ன். You cut this side branch, again it comes. The life principle is there. Sat and the uyir irukku. And the uyir angar, the iruppu dal angar, the irundhu dhanal, still it is growing. Therefore, what is the moolam anna? Tree is. The easiness is there, it survives. As long as it is there, it survives. Again, if a father asks, bring one seed in there. From that banyan tree, go there and bring one seed. He brought one seed. Break that seed. He has broken that seed. After breaking that, one small seed came. Again break it. He has done that. A chindi. Chindi kapro. See where is banyan tree in that. Kaanume. Valiantry is there inside, you cannot see it. Sadrupena asti, it manifests later. What is that Sat? Sat Swamvasi Shweta Keto. It's in the 11th section. 12th section, Nyagrodaha, Vanyantri, Bhitti, Bhitti and Chulva. Bhitti and you cut it. Not breaking, cut it. Then 12th section, he gives an example. Then he says, Father, how to find out this Sat? I want to see this Sat. You cannot see the Sat. I'll give you one more example. Come on, bring the salt and uppu katti konnu konjuva. Then bring water also in the pot. 12th section, another example. That is salt water example. 4th example. For honey example is 1, river example is 2, then vriksha example 3, then seed example is 4, and salt water example 5. Then he brings that salt and puts in the water and mix it under. This nice experiment pandar paarunga, nalla mix panitan. Come on, find out where is the salt. Can't we salt na? Taste the water. Bottom water taste salty na. Right side water salty, left side salty, up top water salty. Is there salt or not? Yes. Can you see the salt? You cannot. Similarly, Sat you cannot see, you have to understand. How? You cannot see the Sat. You cannot see the salt with your eyes. But you have used another pramanam. Through the tongue only you are able to taste it. Can you hear? The salt is there enough. This hearing, srotra indriyam cannot function. அதுக்குன்னு தனி பிரமாணம் யூஸ் பண்ணணும். எனக்கு உப்பு காணுமே என்ன, கண்ணுக்கு தெரியாதப்பா, காதுக்கு தெரியாது, நாக்குக்கு தான் தெரியும். ஸ்பெஷல் பிரமாணம் யூ ஹாவ் யூஸ். சிமிலர்லி சத்து தெரியணும்ன்னா குரு கிட்ட போகணும், சாஸ்திரம் படிக்கணும். யூ ஹாவ் டு யூஸ் செப்பரேட் பிரமாணம். எப்படி உப்பு தெரிஞ்சுக்கிறதுக்காக, டு நோ த சால்ட் இன் த வாட்டர், யூ ஹாவ் யூஸ் செப்பரேட் பிரமாணம். In spite of other pramanams, your left eyes, ears, useless. You have understood only through the tongue. Similarly, Sat can be recognized, discovered only through Mahavakyam. Not through your eyes or tongue or ears or any by skin or any mind, intellect, buddhi, everything cannot function, enter into that field. Guru, Mahavakya, Sat, Svam, Asi, Shweta, Keto. You are that Sat. Understand. Then he gives another example. 6th example, Gandhara. One person taken away by the robbers. And the robbers tied his hands and tied his eyes also. And secretly they took him to that desert from Gandhara Desham. And they dropped him in that forest and they took whatever he is having. And they left him there without leaving the hands and eyes tied fully. And this person is crying. And please show me Gandhara Desham. How to go then? One person came and saw this person, Pavanchali. He removed his the ropes and all what they are tied. And he removed, afterwards he removed his from that eyes. Then that cloth from his eyes, and that person said, you go this way, you can reach to Gandhara Desham. Then this intelligent person, Brahmana, asked after going somewhere, how to go to Gandhara Desham. Again he went some more distance and he asked, how to go. Then finally he reached Gandhara Desham. Like that, all ignorant people are in the like desert samsara aranyam. They cannot know by themselves what is their real nature. Their eyes are like jnana chakshus have to be opened. So one guru has to come. Apta vakyam is required. Like that pandita gave some apta vakyam. So your jnana chakshus have to be opened. and the apta vakyam, maha vakyam has to be given by apta bandhu, guru, and then only you can be guided. Then only you can know the sat. That sat you are. You are not the body mind complex. You are not stula shariram, sukshma shariram, karana shariram, which is made up of five elements, three elements here. And the three elements ki moola karanam sat. Therefore you are moola karanam. You are that sat, substratum of this body mind complex. Sat is there, I am is there. That I am is called sat. I am Lakshmi, I am Meenakshi, I am Kalpavalli, that are all nama rupa, vikaraha, namadheyam, mithya. So that is the example, Gandhara example. Then he gives the seventh example, goes to a dead the person who is going to die. And the death person, you see how one is merging. As a janasimam, janasimam, prana merges into fire, fire merges into water, water merges into earth. So therefore he merges into what? Earth is. So fire is, and fire gone, fire goes merge into sat principle. That easiness will never go. Easiness continues. Then he gives last example, eighth example. One thief stolen certain things and caught by that soldiers, and the Raja asked him, you catch this burning rod because you have done mistake. You are not telling the truth. You have only taken the things, the gold, everything. No, I have not taken. He is telling lies. If you are telling lies, therefore you need a punishment. Then catch this iron rod. Then what happened? He catches that iron rod and he dies. Suppose you would have said that my mistake I have only done. I have only stolen this gold thing, everything. And chunna, they have given little punishment and they will leave it. You know, he can survive. But he didn't say. He didn't accept the truth. Similarly, if you would have accepted the truth, I have only done, he might have at least left with life only, you know. Adhe madri, once you recognize, accept the truth in your life, you are immortal. If you don't accept the truth, your sat is your real nature, atma swarupam, which is immortal, you claim your body, mind, anrutam. Naan in the dehatma bhavana, naan the mind, sushma sriram, in the puyyanan vichindi, ididhaan in me and chulite irindanna, you become mortal. Prarabdha will come like iron rod, burning rod. It will torment you, scorches you. Prarabdha. Therefore, never say, I am body, I am mind. Say what? Aham Brahma Asmi. Atma Asmi. That is the sat. Puyyan, our flesh, bone, marrow, water, the fire principle. Is how you can take you are. You are embracing the mithya. You are saying that it is real. If a guru says you are not that, you are atma, na pomata Vedanta class. That means you are voting for what? Andratam, mithya, asat. Unreal thing you are claiming. And what will happen? No, that prarabdha will scorch you. Will jara, marana, all will come. Therefore, as early as possible, ippiravi tappinal, ippiravi vaikumo, claim that reality, you are that Brahman. How? Come to the class and study thoroughly, own up that you are the Atma Swarupam. You cannot be the bone, marrow, flesh, blood made up of fire, earth, water. They are also karyam. Out of sat only they came. Therefore, all the way sat is available here. In what form? I exist. What do you say? I exist. Naan irikken en solnadukku apparam thane enge irikken solren? Naan irikken. Naan irikken enakku theriyum. Adhu chit. I am conscious of that I am. I exist ani enakku theriyum nara. Theriyuma theriyada? Adida satyam jnanam. Eternal. Therefore, I am free from birth and death. Birth and death are only to the body, mind, which is made out of water. The three elements. Three elements made out of what? Sat. Therefore, I, the Sat, I am giving existence to this body, mind, complex, which is made out of three elements, which are made out of me, the Sat. Now, I am the Jagat Karanam or not? I am the Jagat Karanam. I am not Karyam. I am the Satsatam. Mayeva Sakalam Jatam. Important mantras are 6-1-3-6-1-4 then 6-3-6-2-1 first section of 3 and 4 mantras, second section of 6-2-1 then 6-3-2 then 6-5-4 then 6-8-6-8 section 6th mantra then 6-8-7 Aitadatmyamidagam Sarvam. Then 6-11-3 and 6-14-2. So what is the final teaching? Sadeva Soumya Idamagra Asis. There is no second thing other than Sat existence. That existence I am. I am the existent consciousness principle appearing in manifold names and forms. When I say I am appearing means OC or RC, RM, OC. I am OC, Sat, existent consciousness principle alone appearing in the different names and forms in different bodies as Chidabhasa I am appearing. There are many Kannadis. Many mirrors are there. I am only one. My forms are only appearing in all the mirrors. Each body is like a mirror, Kannadi. I is stuffed alone in the form of Chidabhasa in every body like mirror. I am not the body. Mano buddhyahankara chittari naham. That is why in Nirvana Shatkam, all these panchabhutas are also I am not. Because body is made up of panchabhutas. I am not the panchabhutas. But what we are doing? Janma janma sanadi kalama nanam sanodane. In the mitchanam body eduthenne ahankaram. Enna ahankaram? Idu thappa therinjikka vendiya vishayam. Idu kekkavane vandutiya guru kitta anna. You have to ask, then only Guru will teach. You require a tremendous Shraddha Bhakti, then only you can know your immortal nature. You can claim, when Guru says, Tat Tvam Asi, you are that, the Sat principle, what I have to say? Aham Brahma Asmi. This Aham Brahma Asmi has to go fierce. How many koshas? 5 koshas. How many bodies? 3 bodies. For that they give an example. One needle which in the lot of petals. You know, pierce that needle inside, it goes this side. Inside. Adimadri in the anji koshanga thandi ponu naan annayan sollano. Not the physical body, not the vital body, not the intellectual body, psychological body, even anandamaya kosha, priya moda, I am not. I am lending existence to inert matter. Matter is in motion. Now tell me, just like all parts are in the space, or space is in the part? All parts are in the space. Similarly, in all bodies there is Atma, or all bodies are in the Atma? Instead of telling all bodies in Atma, all bodies are in me, தி ஆத்மான்னு சொல்லணும். என்ன சொல்லணும்? ஆல் பாடிஸ் ஆர் இன் மீ தி துரிய ஆத்மான்னு சொல்லணும். We should not say all bodies are in Atma. Final, they are all in me. This is called Sat Vidya, not Sad Vidya. Sat Vidya, Sat na irippudal, irikkararang, Brahman is existent principle. With this, the sixth chapter of Chandogya Upanishad summary is over. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.